Hey guys, Nanny Audio Network.
Good morning.
It's Brandon Tyson, and I am in the industrial arts class right now, and I'm putting together a board with nuts and bolts, and I have to use wrenches and stuff like that. So, sorry if this recording isn't too exciting, but I just wanted to show you guys some of the stuff I'm doing at the training center, and this time I thought I'd show you a class. So here we go. I'm going to set the phone to the right of the wrench on the table. The table basically...
Bottom of screen.
Let me lock the screen.
Screen locked.
I have a board, and there are several holes, and basically... I'm working on a row of, What are these bolts called, Dave? Not the hex bolts, but the cap bolts, cap nuts?
Yeah, the cap bolts. And I have the, they use the Allen wrench.
Yeah. So I have a bolt, and it has nuts, bolts, and washers. So first, I'm going to find a bolt that matches. I can tell that because of how the end is. This one has, it has sort of the cap end on it. I'm not really sure how to describe it. Then I'm going to take a washer. So I'm just digging through here, trying to find a washer. There's all different things of different sizes, so he made it kind of challenging, which is good. So I'm going to slip the washer on the end of the bolt. Okay, it's not looking, so I'm going to find a different washer that'll fit it better. I'm going to try slipping this one on. Let me actually check this bolt real quick. So I'm going to slip the bolt into the hole to check it. Okay, it's the correct bolt for the size of the hole, but I just need to find the washer. It's not really going into the bolt right now. Let's try this washer. Got it. Okay. Now I'm gonna slip the bolt with the washer into this hole. Next. I'm going to go all the way underneath and find the bolt from underneath. I'm going to grab another washer and I'm going to slip it onto this bolt. So I'm going to go Where's the right washer? This can be hard sometimes.
It's raw for about 15 minutes. Then it was numb for 2 days.
Okay, I'm going to slip the washer. I'm going to try to slip the washer on here. This washer isn't fitting. It seems like there's a lot of the smaller washers in here that barely fit these bolts. Unless I just happen to be picking out the wrong one every time.
You could be.
What are you doing over there?
I don't know.
You don't know what you're doing over there?
No.
We're practicing woodworking.
Oh, okay.
We're doing really well. Mm-hmm.
Good. I'm glad.
Screws and everything.
Yeah, no,
oh, well. Boy, that's fun. I'm just going to set some washers out here so I can try them. then figure out, oh, here's one that'll work. This one is a bit larger, and so I'm going to try that. So I'm going to find the bolt, orient the washer toward where it is, find the hole I was working on, and I slipped it in. So now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold the washer on that bolt underneath, then I'm going to grab a nut, and I'm going to slip that over the bolt with the washer. Next, that's pushed up on top. There's the bolt on top that was pushed up, and now I need to hold the washer on and screw this nut on until it's tight. And I need to do it in such a way that this bolt on top doesn't spin. Otherwise, if it spins, it won't actually tighten. So I'm holding the bolt with my hand. I'm holding the bolt on top of my hand and then screwing the one on underneath. Once it is tight enough with my hand, then at that point, I go over and I'm going to grab an Allen wrench, which is a small wrench. I'm tapping that on the table right there. I'm going to slip the short, there's two ends on the wrench, there's a long end and a short end. I'm going to slip the short end into the hole of the bolt on top. And the reason we do that is so that you have more to work with when you're actually putting the wrench in. So now I'm going to grab the adjustable wrench and slip that into the bolt underneath. And I'm going to then be able to go ahead and tighten this. So, I'm grabbing the adjustable wrench, I'm going to stick it onto the bolt underneath, and I'm going to hold it there with my right hand. Looks like it's in place. Okay, it's in place. Now, I'm going to grab where the Allen wrench is, and then I'm going to, I'm going to turn this, so I'm going to grab it, place it on there, let me check my wrench size, I might need to adjust it a bit, okay, and I'm going to turn this, and it should be tight. I'm going to try and pick both the wrenches off. I've turned the Allen wrench after I put the adjustable wrench on the bolt underneath, and I'm going to try to turn it loose with my hand and see if I can do it. I succeeded! Okay, I got that one tight. So, that row is now complete. Next, the next column over is the hex bolts, where the top of the bolt is shaped like a hexagon. And I'm going to place that into the hole, into the front hole to the right, to make sure it's the right one. It is. So now I'm going to grab a washer. And I'm going to stick the washer on the end of this bolt. There we go. Now I'm going to stick the bolt with the washer in the hole. And then I'm going to very similar process as the last one. I'm going to find the bolt and then stick a washer on there. Okay. Next, I'm going to hold that washer with my right hand while I go and grab a nut. I'm going to stick the nut where the washer is, and then that pushes the bolt up on top, so I'm going to hold that down with my right hand and hold the washer on. kind of with my left thumb while I screw it with my left index finger and thumb. So I'm holding it with my left thumb nail. I'm holding the washer with my left thumb nail and then screwing this on with my left thumb and index finger until it gets tight. Okay, now, for the fun part that I still struggle with, I have to use the hex wrench. So I'm going to put this Allen wrench back in the holding back. There we go. Now I gotta find the hex wrench. I might have used the wrong wrench to tighten the other one, but I think I got it tight at least.
Did you? Alright.
I think so.
It worked. Right down here?
This one back this one? There. See if you can turn that with your hand.
No, not really.
Not really?
No, I can't. Tiny bit. It's pretty snug.
I have a question.
Yes.
Here's the part I don't like. I don't like using the hex wrench.
Oh.
Wait, am I gonna want the larger one on top or bottom?
You're gonna need one on the top and one on the bottom. I probably want the larger one on top.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, guys, I'm still relatively new at this, but
yeah, it's very nice.
You know, I'm gonna make it happen.
I don't feel anything tacky. Oh, except right underneath. Yeah.
My goal is to see if I can get one of these tight on my own.
Okay.
With the hex wrench.
With the hex wrench.
If I can't, of course, I'll ask, but I'm really... I feel like I can get it today. I'm feeling
it. You know how.
Yeah, I do know how. And I'm feeling it, too, so... I almost wonder if doing it at the edge makes it easier, because it has part of that board to rest against.
Well, use everything you can to your advantage, so.
Do you think I'll get this stuff by tomorrow? Or when do you think I'll have this clock done?
Today?
Sure.
Yeah. Then the wax dries right away, you know, once you buff it down, you're done.
No, not yet.
Alright, you can leave the time. Yeah, you can leave the. Yeah, no, I can get the. Okay.
I'm determined to get this. Maybe I can get the top on and then hold that and then get the bottom.
What?
There.
You can put wax on it.
Oh,
yeah, I thought that's what you're gonna do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you sure?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just put it on with the steel wall.
Okay. That's gonna shatter.
Yep, and then just maybe in like, you know, 5-10 minutes and buff it down, and then you'll be good. A nice coat of Unity Blob.
We started to give out.
Choose her, but I'll show you what I have.
It's one you like, you know, it's a new clock. No, Brandon.
I get one of them on and then the other one slips off. I'm trying to think of creative ways to make it work.
Kind of get the feel for, you know.
Yeah, I'm trying to do it based on, okay, I know where my right hand is, so I'm going to put my left hand, like, just above it.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not touching the thing, and
right.
I can keep it. Correct. I don't give up. Nope. I'm going to keep trying this. Okay. So that's on that bolt. And then this goes... Shoot, no. Okay. Let's see. What if I get this on here? Oops. Okay, perfect. Now... So close! Oh, dang it. I'm not sure exactly what I'm doing wrong. Like, I'm still trying
okay.
to figure out, like, I can get them both on, but when
okay.
I try to keep one on and get the other one on.
Okay, get your bottom one on first. Now, one thing you want to do, you want it flat as possible. So it's actually
okay.
on the bolt, or on the nut. Okay, now, is that set right? Let's see. Oh, it looks kind of like it is.
I thought it was adjusted right.
Yeah, okay, so you want to hold that. Okay, get your other hand out of the way. You want to hold it right there.
So keep my elbow, like, in sort of toward
okay.
me. Maybe toward myself.
Okay.
And that's the part I struggle with, like, actually getting it on there without using my other hand to actually
mm-hmm.
check the... And then...
You were going the correct way.
Wait, I think I lost the bolt.
Alright.
I'm not sure.
Let's get another bite on. Oh, you okay?
It
took a little trip. No, no, keep going that way.
Is it actually tightening?
No. Can you feel it?
I couldn't really tell anything.
Okay, try it again. Keep going. You moved off the nut. Okay, right there.
As I'm it's like slipping off the better to hold this like vertical, like this.
You want to hold it. There you go. Because you got to be on the actual nut. There you go. Okay, go ahead. I think. Let's see. Let me see this wrench a second. It's. Oh yeah. You're not adjusted at all. You were on it, but it's like way too big.
Oh.
Okay, hold it now. Come, bring your other hand underneath.
Okay.
Okay, there you go. So hold it there.
Wait, is it good? I didn't pick that turn.
To, you can adjust it up here and then put it underneath at the same size. See, like, here's the hand underneath.
Huh? Yep. And then this.
And, but it should be as flat as possible on the bolts. You know, because you want to be on as many facets of that nut and bolt as possible. Okay? When you're up like this, you're not. You don't get as much leverage.
So you want to keep it down toward the actual board?
Yes.
Okay.
So you're as parallel with the bolt or nut as possible.
I just want to take a second to actually see what that looks like so I can...
Yeah, no, that's fine.
So the teeth of the wrench, it's basically one spot and then the bolt and then the other one.
Yeah. See, now here you got some leverage, okay? Grab it.
Okay.
Grab it. There you go. So you got some leverage. If you're up here like this, you got no leverage because then you got to turn it this. You got to spin it this way, and you got no leverage. Mm. And here, you
got
some
leverage.
So if
you keep it down, it sort of keeps it on the bolt.
Yes, exactly right.
Oh yeah, and you can sort of feel it catch a little bit.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And then that can kind of rest there.
Yeah.
While I put the one on underneath.
Right. Use gravity to your advantage there.
And will I still get that same leverage with the larger wrench,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah, you can use either one.
Because they're the same size, it's just the handle, right?
Correct. The longer the handle, the more power you can, or torque you can put on it.
Okay.
Because it gives you more leverage.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Okay, you have time for maybe one more. See if you get that on there and tight.
Okay.
Wrap the clock.
Alright, guys, I'm going to show one more.
I think I'm done.
So I grab the washer, and I'm going to slip that into the hole. Find the nut.
Where did that teacher go?
He went into another room, I think. I'm not sure for what. To find another washer, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. And then...
don't have any batteries for this one. It takes an N size. And as an Anthony, you get them at any store. Okay? All the instructions are there. Find your clock.
Wait, what?
And what's that? Do they tomorrow have batteries or not?
No, they don't. I am out of the N size because they're kind of an odd size.
Where can I find something?
Any store will have them.
So I'm going to slip this in the bolt.
Yeah, most
They're there.
What do those batteries look like, the N size?
They're kind of like a squatty double A. Take a double A and like cut it. There you go.
Does it actually tell time?
Perfect. Beautiful. What's that?
Does it actually tell time?
Yeah.
Really? Does the time change like automatically?
No. You gotta set it on the back.
And then when you put the battery in, it will.
Yeah.
Neat. That's so cool.
Oh, okay.
Good.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Not hard.
Finding nut. Okay, let's put this nut on.
Okay, very good.
Like such. Maybe. Oops.
Alright, so Marlon will start home mechanics.
What are you doing that?
We go into the kitchen and bathroom. We have a mock-up bathroom and sink. And
oh, yeah, where Lee had just that one sink, now you have a full thing.
Yeah, we have a whole... Yeah, because actually, where you're at right now, that used to be where he had the sink. That was
both. I remember that sink. I got so frustrated with that darn thing.
Now it's a whole... I got a whole room.
Holy smokes.
That we built.
So you totally redid it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a full functioning... I have it all... Don't have water, it has air. But that way, when you put it back together, you know if you did it right.
You just get air.
Air turning the faucet on. That's hot air. That's cold air. No, it's the same air, but it's...
That's so cool.
See you tomorrow.
Okay. That way you can turn off the water valves and everything.
And then you won't get air going through.
Right.
Interesting. Very cool. Oh, crap. Is it time to go?
Yeah.
Aw, darn it. I don't think I have this class anymore. I leave Saturday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you have your exit tomorrow. Let me look. You're probably right.
Oh, it's been great working with you again. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's been fun.
And we should keep in touch somehow.
Oh, yeah.
Email, probably?
Yeah, or Facebook, or...
Yeah, I don't have a Facebook, I could do email. It's been really cool talking to you about, like, the Windows 10 stuff. It seems like you know, it really helped me kind of get that perspective, because you're fully sighted, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As long as I have my glasses on.
Yeah, and I just think it's cool that you test it from our perspective, but you know what it looks like being fully sighted, and
right.
So you can kind of transition between the two, and I think that's going to be really cool in helping them fix it.
Recording. Yeah, because it's like...
Recording. 9:30 a.m. Recording. Unlocked.
I know when I first did it, it was like, okay, wait a minute. Especially like first letter navigation, I said... This is a must. You gotta have.
Yeah, because you know what we expect from the thing. And
recording.
Worked in the first three builds, then they got rid of it, and now it's sort of back.
Sort of back, yeah.
I enjoy what they did, actually. But.
Unlock button.
Yeah, for the most part, I really enjoy it. I had a couple times on my tablet where I got ticked off. But. And it was actually rather recent, but I'm going to stick to...
I installed NVDA on our build for our new computer. So.
Does it have RS-1? Redstone?
NVDA?
Does the build have RS-1 for Windows?
Screen locked.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the most up-to-date one.
Yeah.
I'll keep updating it until the moment I launch it. So.
Recording. Unlocked.
Yeah.
Unlocked.
Hopefully in the next few weeks.
Voice memos. Record. Heading.
Yeah.
But I gotta wait until my office.
Double tap to switch between the speaker and headset.
The office still isn't here yet.
And it'll get the cumulative updates too that they push out.
Exactly.
It'll just get those automatically, and then the new build will just when RS2 comes out, whenever that is, which it'll be a while yet.
And we have a program on these new ones that
basically, if anybody messes it up, you just restart the computer and it's right back to its original.
Oh, you can't save things?
Nope.
That's on the computers in the lounge?
The new ones will be that way.
Oh.
We want it on the ones we have now. Well, the problem is, people may do things, you know, mess things up, and then it's like, okay, what did they
oh,
do?
Oh, so that's sort of a safeguard that you put
yes,
in.
Yes, exactly right. Because they are kind of, you know, public computers.
So yeah.
If somebody messes something up, you just reboot it. Hey, but, it's all back.
But you can stick in your flash drive, right?
Oh, yeah.
And access things
oh,
on your
yeah,
flash
yeah,
drive.
Yeah, you
and...
can do that. Absolutely.
Because I was just thinking, like, sometimes...
You can't save it to the hard drive.
Yeah.
It'll save it, but then when it reboots, it'll be gone.
Unless you copy it somewhere else.
Right, exactly.
So if you wanted to play, like, one of your own games or something, just do it, like,
yeah.
from a flash drive. It's actually not a bad idea. I mean, of course, for your own device, you don't
waveform.
Want that, but...
Right, well, yeah, that's just...
Duration, 30 minutes, 52, cap D. Number 5. Cap N. Trim, dim, button. Date, 8/18/16. Cap D.
Alright, Randy, the new prototype's in here.
Well, guys, that'll do it for this recording. My contact information is on my page if you want to contact me. That was the industrial arts class that I was in today, and hopefully I can do some more recordings for you before I leave on Saturday. But hope you enjoyed, and I, I'll upload some more stuff for you guys, so thank you very much for listening. Have a good one.